Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
February 19th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, moving from iPhoto to Aperture 2. Welcome back to another Digital Story. I have an interesting show for you this week. As you may or may not know, last week Apple announced version 2 of Aperture, and I've been spending a fair amount of time with it, getting to know it, recording a What's New title for lynda.com, writing about it on Inside Aperture and all that fun stuff that we get to do when a new release of a major photo application comes out. And I love them all. Lightroom, Aperture, iPhoto, Adobe Camera Raw, Bridge. Boy, I tell you, I get a new version to play with and I'm in seventh heaven. And I tell you, Aperture 2 fits nicely into that lineup. It is a terrific release. Apple did a great job with it. And I was thinking, well, you know, now with Aperture being $199 instead of $299, that maybe brings it a little closer to being within reach for some folks that maybe before $299 might be too much. I'll just stick with iPhoto. So I was thinking, and then also with the new interface improvements, I think it's a lot easier to learn how to use Aperture now than it was on prior versions. A lot of folks might be getting a little bit of growing pains with iPhoto and thinking, man, wouldn't it be nice to have something that had a few more image editing tools and processed RAW files maybe a little bit more intelligently and had a maybe a little bit more robust database and things like that. So I thought I would do this show for those of you who are using iPhoto, maybe not ready to move up to Aperture, maybe you are, but at least you would kind of know the lay of the land and you would have that in your back pocket if indeed either you or someone you knew was ready to make the move. So here we go. So first of all, why would you want to move up from iPhoto to Aperture? Well, I think there are three major reasons. One, you know, now that Aperture is $199, it's not as cost prohibitive as it was before, and you get a lot of application for that money. And I'm going to go into that in a little more detail here. The next thing, iPhoto to Aperture compatibility is really good. And it flows both ways. And you can, within Aperture, you can see your iPhoto library. And within iPhoto, you can see your Aperture library. And it's easy to move files back and forth between them both. And I think this is a real, especially for people who like using iPhoto or who have been using iPhoto, I think this is a real strength of possibly considering Aperture for your next photo management application. And then also, you know, Aperture's interface in version 2 really has been streamlined. And I think it would feel more comfortable for iPhoto users than possibly what we saw with Aperture 1.5 or 1.0. So I think there are again, these are all if you're ready to make the move. In other words, if you find yourself shooting RAW more than you used to, if you find yourself wanting to do more image edits within your photo management application instead of going to an image editor such as Photoshop, if you find yourself wanting to make more books and things like that, then possibly you might have a few growing pains with iPhoto that Aperture may help you with. Now, let's talk about some of the areas where I think Aperture is stronger. And I have a list of 10. I like 10. It's a nice round number. And the first one is it just handles RAW files much better. I love the way Aperture handles RAW files. It's so smart. And, you know, what it does is you bring in your RAW file, and Aperture right away will generate a preview if that's the way you have it set up. And then all the work that you do then is basically data. just text data. And so you don't have to duplicate the raw file. You don't have to have additional big files. Your raw file is always safe. It's a very smart way to go. I love the way Aperture handles this. And if you're doing a lot of raw file work, you know, Aperture is really a nice way to go. The books that Aperture produces, if you're someone that likes to make photo books using the service that's in either iPhoto or Aperture, and are and maybe have become a little frustrated with the limitations of the template system in iPhoto, Aperture gives you much more flexibility in how to design your books. You basically can create your own template even, and have virtually complete control over how the book looks. And then once you upload it, the actual books that come back are higher quality than those generated through iPhoto. So if bookmaking is something that you like to do or that you think you're going to be doing in the future, and you want to have that the best quality and you want to have versatility in terms of how you design those books, Aperture is definitely the way to go. I think Aperture also really shines when it comes to organizing your images. The project pane in Aperture, the project inspector, is phenomenal. And its combination of projects and albums and folders and smart albums is just fabulous. It's, in some ways, I like it even better than the actual Finder that you have on the Mac in terms of versatility and ability to organize things, mainly because beneath all of that, you have a database that you have all sorts of good filtering and search options. So, and it definitely does a better job of helping you keep track, especially of a lot of images, than iPhoto does. The other thing, if you use the manage library approach in Aperture, you do have incremental backup built right in using the Vault system. And all you really need is an external FireWire drive or a couple of them, maybe in different locations. And Aperture, when you activate the Vault, it will scan your library. Anything that's new will get backed up, and everything else just stays as it is. It's very smart, very easy to use, and a great way to protect yourself from data loss. Number five, we're already halfway through my list of where Aperture is stronger. The set of image editing tools in Aperture is, especially in 2.0, really, really good. And I love the adjustment inspector. You can get to it from anywhere. You can have it there on the left side of the interface pane, or you can hit the H key and bring it up as a heads-up display. No matter what you're doing, you can do image editing. It has no limitations in terms of, you can be in the middle of a bookmaking project, decide that an image needs to be a little bit more saturated, hit the H key, and you can make that adjustment and then get right back to making your book. The new tools that they've added in Aperture 2.0, the recovery slider, vibrancy, the black point, there's a number of them that are quite good. In addition, you have a real retouch tool that has also cloning functionality, so cleaning up sensor dust or minor imperfections in your image. Very easy to do in Aperture. It's really a joy to work with. And they added in the color brick, they added the ability they put an eyedropper in there. You basically can click on any color in your photograph, and then Aperture marks that color. And then you can just work on the hue, saturation, and luminance for just that color. And I love that. So the image editing tools in Aperture just far and away outpace anything that you have in iPhoto. And if you feel yourself getting frustrated with iPhoto's image editing tools, Aperture is definitely worth taking a look at. Another thing that you can do in Aperture is that you can customize your own keyboard shortcuts. First of all, there are a lot more of them in Aperture, and now in 2.0, if you can create sets, you can create your own sets of keyboard shortcuts, And that's very handy. And I find that working with keyboard shortcuts helps me work a lot faster. So again, so that's number six. Number seven, it handles, Aputure handles metadata much better than iPhoto, particularly in terms of keywording and things like that. You can keyword on import and be basically done with it. It's easier to add keywords. It's easier to add captions and all that other IPTC metadata, copyright, things like that. Again, so much stronger at handling metadata than iPhoto, and definitely Aputure doesn't have an edge. It blows it away. Just blows away iPhoto that way. You also have better export options. You can export to all sorts of different formats in all sorts of different configurations. And if there's something that you find yourself doing regularly, it's easy to save it as a preset, and then you don't have to set up the dialog box every time you do an export. And again, much more powerful and much more versatile than the exporting options in iPhoto. And we're up to number nine now. Better printing. Much better printing, I think, with Aputure. First of all, you have better color management. So you have on-screen proofing in Aputure so that if you're using a particular ICC profile, then you can see what that looks like on screen even while you're working, let alone while you're printing. You can set up presets for your printing. So if you're doing a type of job over and over again, you can have paper size, paper ICC profile, dimensions, all that stuff set up in a preset and save it. So again, printing definitely has the edge in Aputure over iPhoto. And finally, my number 10 on my top 10 things that I like better about Aputure than iPhoto is that it has outstanding filtering and options for searching your libraries. And especially now in things in version 2, you can do things such as search by adjustment in Aputure. So in other words, if I use the monochrome mixer on a number of photos in my library, I can search my whole library and create a smart album or just pull up the results of all those black and white shots that I created using monochrome mixer. Again, nothing like this in iPhoto at all. So there are some very compelling reasons for moving up from iPhoto to Aputure. Now, a question that I get a lot of times, especially in workshops, is, well, what's the best way to move all my iPhoto images over into Aputure? And my short answer is, don't do it. Don't do it at all. I'm really not a fan of trying to move, you know, however many iPhoto images you have, 5,000, 8,000, however many you have, and trying to move them into Aputure. And certainly don't use the iPhoto library command in Aputure and try to pull everything in. You'll basically create a mess. My take on it, we'll see what you think about my take. What I recommend you do, since you're going to keep iPhoto anyway, remember, you can see everything in your Aputure library in iPhoto also. So, and iPhoto does have some nifty things that Aputure doesn't have, greeting cards and calendars and things like that. I think it still has a better slideshow function than Aputure does. So you're going to keep iPhoto anyway. Why not leave your iPhoto images in iPhoto? Leave them there. They're safe and sound. They're fine. Whatever organization you've done will stay there. And then start using Aputure for your new photos. So the new stuff that you bring in, use Aputure. And then your older stuff, go ahead and leave it in iPhoto. And I think in the long run, you'll have much more fun. For one thing, you don't have the pressure of trying to deal with thousands of images in Aputure while you're trying to learn Aputure. In other words, you get to start your Aputure library nice and fresh. You bring in a couple shoots. You play with them. You sort of work out your organization approach with, you know, just a few hundred images. And then as your Aputure library grows, you have more experience with it, and you know what to do with it. as opposed to suddenly having thousands of images and you're trying to learn how to use Aperture and manage all those pictures at once. I just think it's a little daunting. Now, there's a reason why I think you can get away with leaving your iPhoto stuff in iPhoto. And actually, I have three reasons. One is, in Aperture 2.0, you can browse your entire iPhoto library from within Aperture. There is a command. You just go up to File, and then you choose Browse iPhoto Library from the pop-up menu. And you can see the entire organization of your iPhoto library. And you can click on an album, for example, and see all of its contents. And if there's a picture there or a handful of pictures that you want, you can simply drag them over into the project pane in Aperture. You can create a special project, called, My iPhoto Pictures or Transferred iPhoto Shots or, whatever you want to call it. And you can bring in the original picture file. And that's what comes in when you click and drag. You get the full resolution version of whatever you had in your iPhoto library. And it's pretty nifty. And so let's say that, you're starting fresh with Aperture, but you have some of your favorite images in iPhoto and you'd like to have those in Aperture, then you can just do the Browse iPhoto Library and pull in those high resolution shots. Now, if you want, you even have the option of leaving those masters, the high resolution versions, in your iPhoto library and just bring in references to them into Aperture. And this is pretty nifty. This keeps the size of your Aperture library down, and it avoids duplication of master images so that you don't have a master image in iPhoto and a master image in Aperture. The method that I was talking about earlier, where you click and drag, basically what happens is you're copying the master image from iPhoto into Aperture. So you have then two master images. If you don't want to do that because you think you're going to be doing that often and you don't want to take up any extra disk space, then all you have to do is when you're in the iPhoto browser, that you have a command that you can use, and it's fairly simple. And basically, you just hold down Command Option. Hold down the Command and Option key while dragging the photos from the iPhoto browser, and the browser is, that browser that you bring up within Aperture. Hold down Command Option while you're dragging your shots into the project pane in Aperture. What Aperture will do then is just basically bring in references to those photos. You can work with them just as you normally can. You can build albums and you can make prints and do image adjustments and so forth. And Aperture just works in its referenced mode instead of within its internal library. And it works great. It works absolutely great. And then that way, you only have one master on your hard drive, and it's over in the iPhoto library. So that's another good way to go if you want to have a whole bunch of images come over, but you don't want to, bring in the full-size shots. You want to just have them reside in one place and basically have both applications use them. Now, there's one other trick you can do, and this is if you want to bring in entire albums from iPhoto into Aperture. And it's not too bad. This is a pretty cool way. Basically, use Aperture's import command, but you choose images from the pop-up menu. Don't choose iPhoto Library. Choose images. And then what you do is you browse, use the navigation to get to your iPhoto Library container that's most likely in your Pictures folder. And when you get to that and click on it, what you'll see then is a list of the albums that you have in iPhoto. And you can click on one of those albums and then bring in the entire content of those albums, of that album, into Aperture. And it works really well. And then what's really neat On the Aputure side, once it finishes its import, it actually creates an album by the same name and puts all those pictures in it. So essentially, what Aputure allows you to do is transfer an album from iPhoto into Aputure. So as part of your strategy, maybe something that you'd like to do is while you're in iPhoto, create a couple albums of your best shots or the shots that you know that you think you'll want to use up the road in Aputure projects. Create albums in iPhoto and then go to Aputure, use the import command, use images, bring in those albums into Aputure, knowing that anytime you want, you can bring more images from iPhoto into Aputure. But this way, you're bringing your best stuff in, knowing that you still have all of your other images safe and sound in iPhoto whenever you want them. So those are just some thoughts around if you're thinking about making the transition from iPhoto to Aputure. One thing that I would recommend is to make sure you have a fairly current Mac. Even though the new version of Aputure, Aputure 2, runs well, is much faster, I still think it needs a fairly potent Mac to really run its best. So if you have a Mac that's only a year old or so, you're not going to have any problems. If you have a Mac that's 3 years old, then you're probably going to have to think about a hardware upgrade the same time you're thinking about an Aputure upgrade. Just keep that in mind, because if you do make the change from iPhoto to Aputure, I want you to have a good experience. And I think that part of that good experience is having current hardware, have at least 2 gigabytes of RAM. I really recommend 4 gigabytes or more, depending on what your computer will hold. And, you know, a good way when you're buying RAM these days, when I buy a new machine, I just get the minimum configuration of RAM from Apple, and then I buy the additional RAM third party because it is a lot cheaper. I mean, it is substantially cheaper than when you buy it from Apple. And buying RAM from Apple, I know it's convenient because it comes installed and so forth, but almost all the Apple machines, it's very easy to install your own RAM, and you can save a whole lot of money. And I think it's probably better to install the RAM yourself, save yourself some money. You'll probably end up buying more RAM, which will definitely help you if you're a photographer type, which you most likely are if you're listening to this show right now. Okay, so those are my tips for thinking about moving up from iPhoto to Aputure 2. Let's do a little virtual camera club business. First of all, I'm going to have the photo assignment go up this week. I'm just about done with it. And so these are the pictures from January, and they're fabulous, of course, because you guys sent them in. And I just love the way this gallery is shaping up. And we still have time for the February assignment, which is empty. And I'm getting some very good entries. I mean, some people are kind of, you know, really thinking about this, and I like that a lot. So you have till the end of the month to get your February entry in, the photo assignment for empty. And also I'm getting some more grab shots, which I'm really happy about. And we'll start running more of those. So those of you that sent them in, thank you very much. And those of you sitting on some, hey, share them with the rest of us. We want to see them. We love looking at grab shots. I also have, you may have noticed, this new feature called How I Did It. And I think I've run 4 installments of it now. And I think I'm sort of saving this for the really best shots. The shots where someone really feels like they've taken a great photo. And they are willing to take the time to explain how they did it. What was going through their head when they saw the shot or when they conceived the shot. And then how they executed it, including, you know, the camera data and so forth. If you have something like that you think might be a good candidate for How I Did It, and you might want to go take a look at some of the other How I Did Its that we have already posted, you can just go to the link, the Digital Photography Companion page, and, you know, that's where I list them all. And that's right there on the digital story. There's a link up at the top for a digital photography companion. And read one or two of them and see what you think. But if you have something that might be a good candidate for it, just send me the photo, send me the text, and put how I did it in the subject line with your name. And I'll take a look at it. And I want to run these things fairly regularly. I'm going to use them as a way to augment the book when it comes out, Digital Photography Companion. The book is very comprehensive. I think you're going to like it. But I want it to be a living book, and the way that we're going to extend its life is by us continuing to test and, you know, write about the techniques that are in the book or new variations on those techniques, and then listing them on the Digital Photography Companion page. And I think that way, you know, things will continue to grow and evolve, and we'll have this wonderful body of information that we all can share. So that's how I did it. You might want to take a look at it. And then last thing I want to mention is that we're almost to 600 members now over at the Digital Story Public Group on Flickr. If you're not a member and you want to join in the fun, you just got to go over there. You can get to it from the member gallery page, member photo gallery page on the Digital Story. There's a link that will take you over there and you can join up. And of course, the pictures that you share on the Flickr public group do move in and are displayed on the Digital Story in our member photo gallery. It's a lot of fun. And plus we have discussions and other stuff going on over there. So it's something to keep in mind. Again, if you're looking to participate with other photographers, these are all really terrific opportunities. And finally, I want to thank our sponsors, LowPro. They have a bag for just about every piece of equipment that you may have. And they have a tile on the Digital Story. You can click on it and go check them out. And ExpoDisc, the best way to use your custom white balance function. And they also have a tile. And finally, Photomagico, which is the best slideshow software for the Mac. And they have a tile also. So I think that'll do it for this week. I'm down at lynda.com. Recording a new title that's going to be lots of fun, and I'll talk about that in upcoming shows. So I'm recording from my hotel room today, and you might be able to notice the difference. Maybe, maybe not. And but at any rate, I'll keep those podcasts coming. I've got lots of fun news for you coming up, and you go take pictures and have a great time, and let's meet back here next week. Okay, bye-bye now.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, weblogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.